Next time you see your family doctor, don't be surprised if he or she seems a bit distracted. According to a recent study, more than half of physicians in America suffer from burnout. The reason? Long hours, higher patient load, fear of malpractice suits, and a pile of bureaucracy. German Public Radio's Katja Ritterbusch has the story of doctors here in Atlanta.
Dr. Lisa Robbins is a primary care physician with a practice in Stone Mountain.
Medicine is so all-encompassing in terms of it just takes up so much of your energy, your time, your whole self.
She's been a doctor for over 20 years. She says there have been many moments in her career where she felt empty, exhausted, without joy.
It got to the point to where there's like nothing else in my life that really was outside of medicine.
The burnout rate among physicians in the United States has jumped 10% in the last 5 years. More than half now suffer from one form or another of burnout. That's according to a study by the Mayo Clinic. Also, physicians are prone to substance abuse, and the suicide rate among doctors is higher than the national average. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's in a hospital or private practice. Family doctors are at higher risk, but so are surgeons and emergency room physicians. Dr. Cheryl Herron is an ER doctor at Emory University Hospital and vice chair of administration at the Department of Emergency Medicine.
I mean, the reality is this is hard work, hard patients. You will be impacted. In fact, if you're not, something may be wrong with you.
Robin says for a doctor in private practice, the stressors are different.
Insurance, insurance, insurance. There are quite a number of hoops that we as practitioners have to jump through in order to even get paid by the insurance company.
One of those hoops is electronic health records and all the metrics for proper documentation and coding that physicians have to abide by.
I hear a lot of physicians who are struggling.
That's Iris Grimm. She's a German-born physician coach in Atlanta who specializes in consulting burned-out doctors.
Not only handling the software and dealing with the different templates, but also just the increased bureaucracy and administrative work.
She says being a physician is highly demanding by itself. Also, there is the constant fear of malpractice claims and the financial burden of paying back hefty student loans. All while living up to the social expectations that come with being a doctor in America.
Most physicians live a very high quality lifestyle, you know, where the kids are in private school, they have the nice house, they drive the luxury cars. So all of that comes with the price that they have to produce a certain income in order to provide this quality of life to their family.
Add to the list declining reimbursement rates, and fewer doctors taking care of ever more patients. That's particularly true for family physicians. They often see 40 patients a day, spend their evenings and weekends catching up on documentation, and end up overworked and frustrated. Dr. Franessa Hall used to be one of them, a primary care doctor in Atlanta, until she decided 13 years ago to hang up her white coat for good. She now works for a life insurance company in North Carolina. She decided to quit when she started to feel annoyed by her own patients, she tells me via Skype.
Medical care became a commodity almost. It, you know, like people became consumers in the worst sense of the word. And, you know, thinking that, oh, the customer is always right and having this attitude of, well, I can come in here anytime I want because I've got a $10 copay.
Over the years, Hall developed the classic symptoms of burnout.
I was withdrawn. I was angry all the time. I had very short temper. I had anxiety attacks. Sunday nights I couldn't sleep, and Monday mornings I was hyperventilating on the way to work.
Physician coach Iris Grimm has seen more drastic cases. While the proverbial surgeon throwing instruments in the OR may be rare, she sees unprofessional behavior all the time. For example,
physicians are belittling their nurses or their staff and speak to them in a tone that is very demeaning. And again, it's just unprofessional. Yelling and screaming, of course, throwing or smashing doors into the face of their staff members, talking really bad about their staff in front of patients.
Grimm says those hissy fits may reflect a volatile personality rather than the profession as a whole. But, she says, there is a reason doctors are prone to burnout.
Their drive for perfectionism. They have high expectations on themselves as well as the people that are working with them.
Physicians may find it more difficult to seek help than most people. Male doctors more so than their female colleagues. For one, it goes against their self-image and authority as healers. Also, the harsh training in medical school, with long hours and little sleep, has conditioned doctors to be resilient, to simply suck it up. Yet burnout not only affects physicians' health and happiness, it can also have a negative impact on patient care, says ER doctor Cheryl Herron.
As one ages through the profession and sees the relentless time taking care of very acutely ill patients over time with large volumes, it can certainly lead to increased medical errors.
A study by Erasmus University in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, concluded that if physicians have a negative bias towards their patients, which often is a sign of stress, there is a greater risk of diagnostic errors. More and more hospitals are now implementing programs for doctors on burnout prevention and work-life balance. Also, most medical schools have made physician wellness part of their curriculum. Emory is one of them, says Herron.
Now the School of Medicine, you know, has a committee looking at creating a culture of wellness for, you know, physicians and trainees and staff.
Meanwhile, Franessa Hall has no regrets about leaving clinical practice.
Oh gosh, I actually have a life.
Her colleague Lisa Robbins isn't quite ready for such a drastic move.
Because I really do love working with the patients. I love working with people. And it just really is something that I can't seem to get away from.
Instead of quitting, she decided to make some changes to her practice. She now puts stronger focus on holistic medicine, a field she's always felt drawn to. She also has reduced her office hours. Her main advice to younger doctors is simple.
Try to take time for yourself. Yes, it means that you won't be making as much money as you would otherwise if you're working around the clock, but you have to think about it this way. It doesn't make a difference if you're making all this money and you really can't enjoy it.
For WABE News, I'm Katja Ritterbusch.